There were three brothers. They challenged each other, but they were always very supportive. When they became of age, they challenged each other with the greatest challenge of all, to go to the far corners of the world and bring back something special. The oldest boy, number one, he went to the West, the innovative, industrious West. He looked many places. He finally, one day, walked into a glass shop. The molten glass was like glowing jelly. Globes hanging in the air looked like they almost had moving things inside of them. The slab glass was so reflective, it was amazing. He'd never seen anything like it. This truly is something I should take back to my brothers. He looked around, and he found a table of looking glasses. They were beautiful. The mirrors were so shiny, the reflection so pure. One, however, was in a dark bag. "Excuse me, sir? Is there something wrong with this one?" No, there's something special about it, and that's not for sale."
"Not for sale? What's so special about it?"
"Well, you see, it's magic."
"Magic? Oh, I should want to buy that. I'd like to buy it and take it home to my brothers."
"What do you think this is? Show and tell?"
No. Please let me explain about my brothers and myself. We always challenge each other, but we're very supportive, and we're on a quest right now. A quest going to separate parts of the world to bring something special back to show each other." The man thought this was a very nice idea. And so they struck up a deal. The second boy, number two, he headed to the East, the mystical, magical East. He searched villages and bazaars and markets, and finally he found a weaver inside of a tent. On the floor were rugs, on the walls tapestries, and on tables scarves. Beautiful, beautiful things. Some of them had gold and silver woven into them, so they shone. Oh, they shimmered and glimmered. As he looked through the scarves, there was one underneath all the others, and it hung over the edge of the table, and it was flapping in the breeze. One problem was, there was no breeze.
"Excuse me, sir, do you have a fan in here that I don't know about?" "No, there's no fan in here. It certainly would be nice on a hot day like this."
He looked at it again. It was flapping more in the breeze. "I say, sir, did you build your tent over a cave and have a cool breeze coming up from the bottom?"
"Oh, what a nice idea. I should try that sometime."
"Well, there is a scarf here, I say, sir, underneath all the others. It seems to be hanging down and flapping in the breeze, but there's no breeze."
"Oh, that one's not for sale. The one underneath all the others? No, not for sale. Mm-mm. Why do you inquire?"
"Well, why is it not for sale?"
"There's something special about it. You see, it's magic."
"Magic? I should like to purchase it and take it home and show it to my brothers."
"What do you think this is, show and tell?"
No, you don't understand." And he explained how he and his brothers challenged each other and supported each other and the quest that they were on. Well, he thought that was very nice, and so a deal was made. The third boy, number three, the youngest, he went north. He went north and north and north, and there really wasn't much.
Not much past the Mall of America.
Trees, ice, snow, mountains, snow, ice, trees, snow, ice, mountains, ice, snow. Did I mention snow? Lots of snow. He began to think perhaps he went in the wrong direction. If he wouldn't find something soon, he'd turn around and go south. But he saw a light. He followed it through a stand of pine trees. And when he got to the other side, there was a clearing in the woods, and in the center of the clearing was a pomegranate tree. Pomegranate tree? Why, they usually grow in a warm climate. Why is this here? It had nothing else on it but one pomegranate. As he reached for the fruit, it dropped into his hand, and another one magically appeared. He turned away, looking at it. There's something strange about it. It's a beautiful piece of fruit. Perhaps I should turn around and get the other one. And when he turned around, the tree was gone. vanished. Maybe there's something special about this pomegranate. I don't know why, but I think I'm going to take it back to show my brothers. On the appointed day, the time and the place, all the boys arrived. They hugged, they spoke of their travels. The oldest boy showed his looking glass. You see, it's magic, he said, and we can see far, far away. And he held it up, and the other boys looked over his shoulders, and they looked into it. They saw sights from around the world. Amazing! They were impressed with the distant lands. And then the looking glass was pointed in a certain direction. They saw a castle. Inside the castle was a grieving king. He sat in his daughter's bedroom, and the princess was on her bed, dying. Oh, if only they could be there to lend some support. The second brother said, "We can. We can be there. You see, I went to the east and I got this magic scarf. Hold on to it, close your eyes and think of where we should be, and it will transport us there in seconds." And so they each held on to a corner of the scarf. They thought about it, and the next thing you know, they opened their eyes. They were at the king's side. When they arrived, there was a voice inside the head of the youngest son that said, "Use the pomegranate. Use the pomegranate." He thought, "What am I going to use the pomegranate for?" But after a while, the voice got so strong and said, "Use the pomegranate." Finally, he said to the king, "Excuse me, sire, but may I be alone with the princess?" And so the brothers took the king out into the hall. The young boy pulled out the pomegranate, plunged his thumbs into the fruit, opened it up, and held the luscious kernels up to her lips. The first kernel went in. She was breathing better. The next kernel, her color began to return. The next kernel, her eyes opened. The next kernel, her feet went over the side of the bed. The next kernel, she sat up, and the next kernel, she hopped out of bed. She ran out into the hallway. She hugged her father. "Daddy!" Oh, the king was so happy. He said, "Whoever has cured my daughter and brought her back to life, I will offer her hand in marriage." Well, that's when both the older boys began to argue and fight. Number one son said, "It was me. It was my looking glass. It saw the king." The second one said, "It wasn't your looking glass. Your looking glass only found the king. It was my scarf that got us here. Without my scarf, she would never be cured." The third boy said, excuse me, pomegranate?" The two boys looked at him and said, "Oh, pomegranate, pooh." They began to argue. "It was the looking glass." "No, the scarf, the looking glass, the scarf." "Excuse me, my pomegranate?"
"Pomegranate, pooh," they said.
You know, the king began to realize, with all this arguing, that he raised a good daughter. She was beautiful, but she had brains as well. And he decided to let her choose. And so she called each boy in separately. To the oldest one, she said, "Your looking glass." "Yes," he said, "my looking glass. It saw you lying in the bed. We knew we had to come." She said, "Is it broken?"
"No, no," he said.
She said, "Did you happen to chip it?"
"No, no."
"So you used it, but you still have it to use?" "Oh, yes, and I will use it for good." "Yes, just like I did for you. I will use it for good." "Oh, that's very nice," she said. She called boy number two in. "Your scarf."
"Yes, the magic scarf. That's what got us here so quickly, so we could help to save you."
"Uh-huh." She said, "Did you have to cut it up?" Oh, dear, no," he said. "Did you rip it by any chance?" "No, no, there's nothing taken out of it." "So you used it, but you still have it to use?" "Oh, yes, and I will use it for good, just like we did for you." "Yes,
Okay.
The third boy was brought in. "Your pomegranate."
He said, "Yes."
"Your pomegranate, you still have it?"
"No," he said.
"No, I gave it to you." She said, "All of it?"
"Oh, yes, all of it."
"So it's all gone. You used every last bit of it."
"Mm-hmm." the decision was made. The decision was made, of course, to marry the youngest boy, because he used all of his pomegranate to save the princess. There was a beautiful wedding. The king decided to retire. That means the princess and her husband became the new king and queen. They had enough sense to bring on the two brothers to be advisors to the king and queen. Everyone in the castle and the kingdom lived happily ever after.